Tennis star Novak Djokovic remains in an immigration hotel in Melbourne as he awaits a court hearing on Monday to appeal against his visa cancellation. The Serbian president and Djokovic's family have accused the Australian government of persecution after his visa was cancelled when he arrived in Melbourne to play in the Australian Open. Reporter Nicole Asher is in Melbourne. I spoke with her earlier. Nicole, what's the latest on the fallout and what have we heard from Djokovic's supporters?
The reaction both here and in Serbia's capital, Belgrade, has been fairly colourful, I suppose you could say. There have been protests here outside the hotel where he's been detained since yesterday. Last night, they kind of reached a bit of a fever point because it was the Orthodox Christmas Eve. So many of the Serbian supporters were there trying to spread, I suppose, a little bit of cheer to their hero, Novak Djokovic, who was inside, very separated from the people who we found out he'd often spend Christmas Eve with. He'd visit one of the local Serbian Orthodox churches for Christmas Eve. So there was singing and dancing and candles out in the streets last night here, but also in Belgrade there were some protests at the way he's been detained and at the conditions under which he's been detained. So we heard from his mother, who's saying that his detention and his visa cancellation is a political act and claiming her son has been in prison. We've also heard from the Serbian Foreign Affairs Department. They've pulled the Australian ambassador in for a chat, demanding that the star is moved into better accommodation, basically saying that, you know, he's an elite athlete, he shouldn't be kept in the kind of hotel he's being kept in. We've heard that he had a house booked, I'm assuming with tennis courts where he could train and all that, and there's a suggestion that he should be allowed to, you know, continue his detention, but in a different atmosphere and a different area. So today we did hear from the federal government, and they've said basically that, look, he can leave detention, but it means he has to leave the country, and that's up to him. Let's take a listen to Karen Andrews speaking earlier.
Mr. Djokovic is not being held captive in Australia. He is free to leave at any time that he chooses to do so, and Border Force will actually facilitate that.
That's the view from the federal government. Karen Andrews, the Home Affairs Minister. Nicole, what has the Victorian government had to say today?
Look, in a way, they've returned serve. They're saying that this entire process has been a two-step process. So they're saying that the state government and Tennis Australia's kind of joint role was to approve a vaccine exemption, meaning that he could play in the Australian Open. But that didn't have, they're saying, any bearing on his ability to enter the country. That was all on the Commonwealth, they say. However, in the last day or so, we've heard that there was some correspondence between the federal government and Tennis Australia with the health minister and the Federal Health Department saying to Tennis Australia that, look, an exemption shouldn't be granted, you know, as far as they were concerned, on the basis that a person's had a recent COVID infection. And we understand that must be the exemption that Djokovic was appealing to come into the country on, saying that he'd been infected within the last 6 months, so shouldn't have to be vaccinated. And look, we've heard from the state government saying that the Tennis Australia had kept that from them, and that, you know, they weren't aware of that correspondence. Let's take a listen now to our acting premier, Jacinta Allen.
It's correspondence between the Commonwealth government and Tennis Australia as to how players and support staff come into the country. How the issuing of visas is undertaken is a matter for the Commonwealth government.
That's the acting Victorian premier, Jacinta Allen, and before her, reporter Nicole Asher.